1, 2, 3, 4.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together
we're proud.
We are proud.
Happy Pride, everyone.
Yeah, happy Pride. Whether you're LGBTQI or just an ally, happy Pride.
Or just an ally.
Yeah.
We're recording this on Sunday.
Yes,
and
happy Pride.
I rode the train a bunch today and saw everyone going to and from various Pride parades and events, and there was so much glitter and rainbow and also a lot of just like large shirtless sweaty men, which I was like, I could do without that.
Yeah.
Like next to me on the subway, just in general. But because it's Pride, I'm gonna excuse it.
Yeah. Just being touched by people's sweaty skin. Yeah. That's never fun. But yeah, Pride is one of the most fun times of
the year.
It's great. In New York City, especially. I mean, I imagine all across the country and across the world, Pride is all a big fun event. But in New York, people take it real seriously.
Oh, yes.
You'll never see more people dressed up as unicorns wearing tutus, throwing glitter than during Pride.
I saw a lot of like paper fans today, decked out and bedazzled and covered in like rainbow fur and stuff. Maybe that's like the trend this year.
Ooh.
Like hashtag Pride Trends 2018 is fans.
Fur fans.
Fur fans.
Oh, fur fan sounds like it's a euphemism for something bad.
Let's not unpack that.
Yeah, let's not.
Well.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. We love you.
Yeah, we love you. You're awesome. Thanks for listening.
What are you listening to?
Song Salad.
Oh.
It's a short song that we write about a random topic in a random style of music.
And we get our random genre and topics by spinning the salad spinner, which is a suggestion of something for us to do that comes from you.
Something to do that comes from you.
Our salad spinner suggestion this week comes from Vince Colosimo at V_C.
Nice.
He says, thanks for remembering / talking about me in the recent ep. Of course, Vince.
Which was the actually not very recent ep. Eh. It was the Let's Play Post Office ep.
Wow, good memory.
Because he's a postman.
Oh, yeah.
He's a postal worker.
He says, how about another salad spinner for you guys? Imitate the most exotic bird call that you've ever heard in person. This is tricky. I haven't been around that many exotic birds.
I'm trying to remember. So if you grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, like I did, every single year you were forced at school to go to the zoo and the aviary.
Every year.
Basically every year, because the Pittsburgh public schools, I guess, or the suburban Pittsburgh public schools had very little imagination for field trips.
Well, there's a zoo.
There is a zoo. And it's like every year it was like third grade. The zoo.
Oh.
And then fourth grade, it was like, you know where we should take the kids? The zoo.
Now that they're in fourth grade, they'll appreciate it on a different level.
Yeah, exactly.
Than the third grade.
And then in fifth grade, it was like, oh my gosh, you know, we should really take them to the zoo. And like, you just couldn't get away from the fucking zoo. And like, the Pittsburgh Zoo is fine. I kind of get skeeved out by zoos.
In general?
In general. Yeah. I think it's generally like, they're usually kind of sad. And even like the nice ones, you're just like watching like a leopard just like
pace.
Walk in a circle
right.
that it's grooved into the ground. And it's just kind of a bummer. And so I never was like a fan of the zoo. And so then being dragged to the zoo every year in a school bus was like so frustrating.
I'm just picturing little like mopey, angsty fifth grade Shannon going up to the leopard cage, watching him pace and going, me too, buddy. Me too.
It was more like I used to be a very like soapbox prone child, if you can imagine, everybody.
No, I can't imagine at all.
Yeah. So I had a lot of stances on things and zoo animals were one of them. But then we also, slightly better than the zoo, I must say, was the aviary.
Sure.
So the National Aviary in Pittsburgh is actually really incredible.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, I guess I feel less bad about birds. Not that birds aren't like amazing, but I think in general they had like really great enclosures in the aviary.
Sure.
And they had like a lot of room, and it's not like they have like elephants and jaguars there, you know, like the birds aren't like that big or whatever.
Right.
So we go to the aviary every year. And so now I'm trying to remember, like, the aviary, you walked in and it basically just sounded like someone like upended a box of birds somewhere. But it was really cool. And like, I don't know, like I can't recall a single individual
specific
bird call.
Bird call?
What about you? What's your relationship with birds?
I'm trying to think. I know that I've heard interesting bird calls on shows like Planet Earth.
Yeah.
Is that okay to do like one of those? No, it says in person, right?
Does it?
I think it said in person. Never mind. Planet Earth doesn't count.
Planet Earth doesn't count.
Then I would say most of my experience hearing birds in person came from like spending summers on a lake in New Hampshire and listening to like loons.
Loons. That's a distinct one.
Like herons and, you know, whatever other birds are around.
Yeah.
But should I do a loon?
Do a loon. You're from New England. You can do a loon.
Try to remember exactly what a loon sounds like.
No, don't try to remember. Just do it and then we'll check it.
Okay, let's check it.
Yeah, go ahead.
We'll find a clip and play it after my loon.
Yeah,
okay,
great.
Here's my loon. Loon! Loon!
They're not Pokemon. They loon, don't loon, loon, say loon, their loon, own loon. Name.
Loon, loon, loon. Loon, loon, loon. No, it's like kind of like woo, kind of right. It's like a wailing.
Yeah, it's like I'm not gonna do it. No.
No, I need to hear your guess at looning.
All right, it's like, all right, hold on. It's like,
yeah, loon, loon.
Don't think so, Scott.
All right, we're gonna look it up.
Yeah, we're gonna look.
Here's
it up.
An actual common loon call. It's a little sad.
Yeah, it is sad. They're like very haunting birds.
Haunting birds.
Well, all right. Well done. You did a loon.
I did a loon. Spin.
Yeah.
Put on your rompums.
What are rompums? Oh, male rompers?
Romp him. Yeah.
Oh, romp him.
Put
oh.
on your rompums and drink your Four Loko.
Because we're getting bro-y.
We're doing bro step.
Hell yeah, we are.
Bro step.
What's bro step?
This is the first time I've ever heard of it.
Yeah, same.
It is a subgenre of dubstep, or an offshoot of dubstep, you could say, that people identify with bros. Should we give a definition of bro?
Yeah,
can we look up
what
Wikipedia says a bro is?
Oh, excellent.
I bet this is going to be worded beautifully.
It's going to be worded in the same stilted dad language of most of Wikipedia.
Bro.
All right. Here we go. Bro or bro in all caps is
bro.
That's actually how bros say bro.
Yeah, bro or bro.
Yeah. Is commonly an abbreviation of brother and used as a stereotype of a male youth subculture associated with partying, fraternities, and sports.
And sports.
And that's all that it really.
And then there's a lot of offshoots of that too.
Yeah.
So this is dubstep that relates to that subculture. And is musically harsher than traditional dubstep or UK garage, as it's also part of the same category. We watched a little compare and contrast video on YouTube that was super helpful.
It
showed us the difference between dubstep and brostep. Dubstep emphasizes those really low sub bass frequencies and has a lot of like room and space and that kind of like big epic kind of sound to it.
Yeah, deeper and more minimalistic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And bro step is harsh, in your face, more mid-range, heavy in the tones that they use, and is compared sometimes to metal or hardcore, as if, you know, if you consider dubstep to be rock, then bro step would be metal.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So
it's very aggressive.
Very aggressive.
Like bros.
Yeah. And can either be instrumental or have spoken word over it, rap over it, or sung vocals sometimes.
Yeah, we found a couple examples, some that had this kind of like sampled effect, that we talked about also in our actual dubstep episode, of like people just kind of like pulling lyrics from other songs or pulling spoken word clips from like movies or recordings, right, and then like incorporating them, distorting them or remixing them into the song.
What was our dubstep episode? To Kill a Clown?
Yes. Kill a Clown.
Pet the Doggies.
Pet the Doggies featuring Judy Collins.
Something like that.
Yes.
One of those.
And it was the movie. The movie topic was To Kill a Clown.
Yes.
Pet the Doggies featuring Judy Collins. It's very good. One of the examples we found, and I think we'll use it as our actual example, is a Skrillex remix of a Nero song. And the Nero song is much more like an EDM club song.
Mm-hmm.
And then Skrillex got his little hands on it.
He got his little buttons and bleeps and bloops on it.
And he turned it into a bro step song.
Yeah. Skrillex is the most famous American producer of bro step, and is sometimes called the poster boy of the scene, but there are some British bro step producers, such as Caspa, Rusko, and Vexed. And Rusko himself claimed in an interview on BBC Radio that bro step is sort of my fault, but now I've started to hate it in a way. It's like someone screaming in your face. You don't want that.
Yeah. So he also called it belching, aggressive, resolutely macho.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun to flex our bro muscles. Who do you think of is the like quintessential bro?
Ooh. Like a lot of Nick Kroll characters.
Yeah, Nick Kroll.
I'm trying to think of a specific character.
Yeah.
But he does that very well.
Yeah.
The first thing I thought of with Nick Kroll was on Parks and Rec when he's the radio DJ, the douche.
Oh, yeah.
That's very bro-y.
That is very bro-y.
Just not any concern for intellectualism.
Yeah.
Very interested in just, let's have a good time. And it's not serious, man.
Yeah, you know, yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, and like, if you're offended, that's your bag. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's your bag.
Okay, well, maybe the bro wouldn't say bag, but like, it's your problem if you're offended by something.
Your prerogative, bro.
Yeah.
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 Who's your quintessential bro, if you have one?
I can't remember his name, but you know that dipshit on Vine who, the blonde kid?
The one that like went to the Japanese suicide forest.
Yep.
Yeah,
that
whatever
guy.
His name was PewDiePie or whatever.
No, that was a different. That was a different dipshit on
it's
YouTube. Yeah. No, this guy.
Logan.
Logan. Yeah.
Logan something.
H. Beginning of the H. Logan.
Logan Hugh Jackman Wolverine.
Okay, but in any case, he had like
that guy
floppy blonde hair, and he wore like backward flat brim caps and like polo shirts and like those American Eagle shorts that are like all the different patches of plaid. Right. Do you know what I mean?
And he would make those videos of like going into a grocery store and pretending to slip and fall and like breaking a gallon of milk everywhere.
Yes,
and be like,
exactly.
Whoa!
Yeah.
And like
yeah. I think of him like basically like trolling other people in real life and also just like drinking out of a red solo cup.
Yep.
It's kind
bro-y.
Of beer pong is very bro-y. Mm-hmm. Wearing like those popped brown flip-flops with shorts.
Yeah. Popped collars on polo shirts and sunglasses.
Pastel colors.
Right. Or actually, you know what's a good example of bro, like making fun of bros, is The Lonely Island.
Mm.
Like Andy Samberg.
And Chris Parnell.
And especially the movie Pop Star,
yes.
Never Stop, Never Stopping.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic movie if
yes,
you haven't
it
seen
is.
It.
It's very, very
That's
good.
That's a good example of bros.
Yeah. So we're making music for those people.
Dubstep music for bros. And our example, as Shannon mentioned, is going to be Nero and Skrillex, Promises.
Yes.
Here it is.
Yeah.
So those were lyrics of an already existing song, but yeah, like we did with dubstep, I think we're gonna take some liberties with that.
Yeah. And I like that example because it's a little bit more sung through, yeah, than melodic. Our dubstep episode was. I think mm-hmm. it'd be nice to do a song like that still has a heavy drop in it, but then those sort of harsher mid-range dubstep tones rather than focusing on the low stuff.
Yeah.
And just on samples.
So. Agreed.
Cool. Well, Shannon, yes. I think you need to put your bird hat on.
Oh, no.
Let's take a trip to the aviary, or the upended bird box, as you called it.
Upended bird box, new band name, I called it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. I have two conflicting thoughts.
Okay. What's thought one?
Thought one is what I think is a kookaburra.
Kookaburra?
I think so.
Have you ever seen one for real, like in person?
I think they have them at the aviary.
Cool.
And you could always hear them when you walked in, but okay. I don't know that I ever like saw one do it.
Sure.
But I'm pretty sure this is a kookaburra.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay.
Okay. Very good. All right, let's find a kookaburra.
Yeah.
How do you spell it is a good question.
Kookaburra. Yeah, there
that
you go.
That was close. KOOKABURRA.
That was kind of close, right?
Those are annoying birds.
They are very annoying.
Wow. Cool.
You know the song, the kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Yeah.
Yeah. Laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Laugh, kookaburra. Laugh. Spin.
Spin. Spin. Kookaburra, spin. Kookaburra, leave some salad for me. OMG.
We got a bird.
We got a bird.
What are the odds?
I mean, I think the odds are we've been Googling birds and then Wikipedia is like, I see you're Googling birds.
But
maybe
random
like
articles
a bird?
Should be random.
But you know it's not. Because like we've definitely gotten random articles that seem linked to like the last thing we've looked at on Wikipedia.
Sure.
But like, you know, oblique links.
Oblique links.
Yes. Oblinks.
Well, we got a bird.
We did. The brown woodland warbler.
Brown woodland warbler, also known as Philoscopus umbroviens.
Wait, one more time?
Philoscopus umbroviens. It has bro in it. That's weird. Umbroviens.
That is weird. OMG.
This is a little too...
on the nose.
Synchronicitous. Is that a word? The brown woodland warbler is a species of old world warbler in the family Philoscopidae. It is found in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. It's found in Djibouti.
You should get that bird out of Djibouti.
Eritrea, Ethiopia, Kenya, Rwanda, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, South Sudan, Tanzania, Uganda, and Yemen.
An African bird.
Its natural habitats are boreal forests, subtropical or tropical moist montane forests, and subtropical or tropical dry shrubland.
I love the word shrubland. I didn't know I did, but I do.
Shrubland.
I'm from Shrubland, Texas. Doesn't it sound like a place in
it
Texas?
It does. Welcome to Shrubland. Sounds like where the Queer Eye guys are going to go next.
Yeah, seriously.
We're here in Shrubland, Georgia, Henty.
Oh my God, I love him.
Jonathan Van Ness.
He's the best.
He's the best.
I know. Henty is like awesome.
Or Henny.
Henny, yeah. I have been texting my husband, Henny.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, go watch Queer Eye on Netflix if you haven't. Because
yeah, you can pause this to go watch Queer Eye. It'll make you feel better.
It's the most heartwarming and wonderful show that's on television right now.
Speaking of pride.
Brown woodland warbler.
That was close. Brown woodland warbler. Shrubland. Philoscopidae. Umbrovians.
It's a new bird to add to our box of birds.
You want to hear what it sounds like?
Yes, I do.
Here's the brown woodland warbler baby. Warbling. There it is.
Great.
So we should probably put that in the song.
Like, definitely we should put that in the song.
Should we find out more about this bird? That's all Wikipedia says.
Yeah, there's not a ton about this bird. It seems like a pretty just like basic bird. Like, you know,
you're trying to say.
Like, here's what I'm saying. I'm saying it could probably be the bro of birds.
Basic bird.
Basic bro, bro bird. It looks, it's, here's the thing. I'm going to describe the brown woodland warbler to you.
Visually?
Yes.
Okay.
It's brown. it's all brown and it's kind of small and it's got like a kind of fuzzier, darker brown head and slightly darker brown wings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a brown bird. It like is
you
really
know,
unremarkable.
You know what else is like unremarkable about it and that also makes it sort of like bros? As far as like the population of these warblers, the global population size has not been quantified, but the species is described as common to locally abundant. Are there a lot of bros at your college? They are locally abundant.
Yes. So common.
There's not, I'm not finding much yet.
Yeah, well, it's because they're like the least interesting bird that's ever birded. Like, and I don't know, I don't feel bad about saying that. Come at me, brown woodland warbler.
Come at me, brown woodland warbler.
They have...
Come at me, Umbrovians.
Like, one kind of interesting feature, sort of.
What is it?
Which is that... What is it? Which is that...
They're even called medium-sized.
Yeah, they're just, like, so unremarkable. But they kind of have this little, like... line of lighter feathers over their eyes. That's it.
Their call or their voice is described as a short tee or tee-wee. They eat insects.
They shouldn't feel bad about their short tee-wees.
Have pride. They eat flies, moth larvae, and spiders. That's a nice thing they do. They eat spiders.
Good job. Thank you, guys.
They breed in all months. That's true of bros.
Yeah. They also eat spiders.
Their nests are a ball of dried grasses, moss, leaves, plant fibers, and feathers.
And bros' nests are a ball of dirty polo shorts.
Yep.
Or polo shirts.
Gym shorts.
Gym shorts, flip-flops, solo cups.
Yep.
Visors.
Visors.
Sunglasses that they wear on the backs of their heads.
Yep. And... college textbooks that have been unopened.
Yeah, exactly. And mommy and daddy's money.
Money.
Money, honey.
All right. So pictures of warblers. Pictures of warblers. Yep, fine. Good. Okay.
Guys, if you like showed me that bird and you were like, and then you showed me like another bird, I wouldn't be able to tell that it was a distinct kind of bird. Like, it's just, like, such a blob of a bird.
It's a blob of a bird.
We'll tweet a picture of it, but I'm afraid if we
maybe
tweet...
it'll be invisible to you. I don't know.
Well, that's the problem. I'm afraid if we tweet a picture of it out with the link, no one will click on the link, because it'll be rendered invisible.
All right, let's write a dubstep. Nope, not a dubstep. A brostep song about the brown woodland warbler.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Whew.
Whew.
Feeling bro-y.
Me too.
Mm.
Do you want me to read my lyrics or do you want to tell me about your music?
I'll tell you about the music first. Okay. It's short.
Great.
So basically what I did was I put together some kind of lighter, flowy, less intense material that we can put some female vocals on.
Woo! For the first time in a long time.
Yep. And do that same kind of feeling like we heard in our example song where it just builds and builds and builds and more layers, like build the tension until finally we get that big drop. And once the drop comes in, a lot of the built-in sounds and samples in the software I use, Logic, are those really heavy, deep, bassy samples.
Yeah.
So I transposed a couple of them up to be more mid-range and have that harsher tone to them.
Cool.
So... that's what we have. And I think a lot of the layering of these elements is going to depend on the form of your lyrics. So
gotcha.
That's all I need to say, I think.
Well, I will tell you the form of my lyrics.
I'd hope so.
I have a very small verse.
Okay.
A pre-chorus and a chorus.
A small tee-wee.
I have a little tee-wee. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Loud and proud.
Yeah. It's pride.
It is.
I tried to write this from the perspective of the warbler, mm-hmm. as if the warbler were a bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So here we go.
Here we go.
Brown and drab, medium small, raising chicks in trees not that tall. Least concern for my well-being. Woodland warbler, bro of the bird scene.
Bro of the bird scene.
Yeah. And then here's the pre-chorus. But it doesn't matter how basic you are when you can fly. And then
that's the whole chorus.
The pre-chorus. Oh, that's
the pre-chorus.
The chorus is soaring through the sky. I poop on haters. Locally abundant, visually bland. I'm a party bird despite my feathers. I'll get into Djibouti like it's a Trans Am.
Oh no.
I had to make a Djibouti joke.
You did. And a Trans Am reference.
Yeah, I don't know.
For some reason.
I guess I could say I'll get into Djibouti like it's a van.
That's not good.
Is that better?
No, keep Trans Am.
Is Trans Am better? Okay. So that's like, my song.
That's great. I love it.
Is it called I Poop on Haters?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, great.
It definitely is.
Okay, cool. But I think it's fun. So like, I think the chorus can kind of like really move.
Yes.
And maybe like we spread out the verse and pre-chorus like a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah.
I like that.
Cool.
I poop on haters.
I poop on haters.
That's great. It's what a bro bird would do.
Exactly. Here's the thing about bros.
Yeah.
That I've found.
They poop on people.
They do poop on people. They are so fake.
Yeah.
And they act like they're really like nice and upstanding people.
Sure.
And then when you push them even a little bit, mm-hmm. they turn into giant assholes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like they show their true colors, which are brown, in like an instant.
You can't contradict them at all.
Yeah.
Without feeling their wrath.
Yeah.
And getting pooped on.
And getting pooped on.
Poor brown woodland warbler.
Medium small.
Medium small. Medium locally small. Abundant.
Yep.
All right. Here is I Poop on Haters.
A bro step song about the brown woodland warbler bird.
By Shannon and Scott. Was that the highest note you've hit on Song Salad?
On Song Salad, definitely.
Unless we were just like joking around with something. I think you may have sung higher, but
yeah,
that was a high F sharp.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is a hard note to belt.
I mean, did it. I kind of didn't really belt it.
Yeah, you belted. It's fine. You bro belted it.
Brelted it.
He brelted it.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
That was good. It was nice to have an all-female vocal again. It's been a while.
Oh, I know. It has been a while. Much to my happiness. I'm totally fine with not being the vocal, but I do recognize that maybe it gets kind of stale after a while. Yeah.
But hey, I like that it was our bro episode, and yet it was a female vocal.
It was. It was. We got to be subversive.
Yeah, got to keep those bros in check.
Yes, exactly. If you like keeping bros in check... You'll like the rest of our podcast.
Yes.
Which you can find on Google Play, the new Google Play podcast store. Ooh. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We are in your ears and your hearts. And
on your tweets.
On your tweets. Speaking at Song Salad Cast.
Yep.
And you can find us on the web, songsaladpodcast.com.
You can also donate to our Patreon page. Patreon.com/songsalad.
Yes.
If you want to support what we do here in a way that allows us to pay for all of our website hosting fees and hopefully some advertising soon.
And we're sending out a couple more stickers this week. So if you submitted your address after the first wave, just be patient. We're getting to you.
Yes. Don't poop on us. Don't be haters.
Yeah. No, we poop on the haters.
Sorry, we poop on the haters.
Yeah.
We won't
haters
poop
don't
you.
Poop on us.
We won't mail you poop either.
No, we definitely won't. That's like definitely illegal. Like that's probably a felony.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you again, Vince, for our salad spinner suggestion. And if you have salad spinner suggestions, be sure to get at us. We have a huge list, so we are well into the fall at this point. But
hey, the fun thing about it is that you may forget that you even sent us one, and then you'll be like, oh, that's in an episode now.
Yes, exactly.
And in Vince's case, your salad spinner suggestion may somehow turn into the topic of the whole episode.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? I hope you liked this birdful episode, Vince.
Yeah, too bad we got a boring ass bird.
I know. Oh, well, they can fly when we can't.
That's true. Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're... 1, 2, 3, 4!
Pooping on the haters.
I got there. I got it to it.
Really good. It was really good. I'm very proud of you.
I did not belt that either.
The only other time I get that high in singing is when I'm very drunk and we sing Seasons of Love.
Yes. Back to karaoke.
Measure thing. Your life in La Houve.
Yes.
Which is what happens there.
Measure your life in La Houve.
Yes. Like a loon.
Like a loon. Kookaburra.